just looking forward to it. Speaking of getting behind things, the Australian public have got behind the Matildas. They are absolutely our favourite national sporting team, I reckon, these days. And they put on a bit of a show yesterday as well in Parramatta at Bankwest Stadium. 2-1 was the scoreline in their match against Chile. And Lydia Williams was watching it all unfold from the keeper's box with the gloves on. Lydia, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
We are going very well, thank you. Just on, before we get to the game itself, your place in the Australian sporting landscape, the Matildas, do you think, like I do, that you are the most popular Australian team these days?
I mean, obviously there's a bunch of teams that are, you know, paving the way for Australian sports, but, you know, I have a bit of bias and I love the team. I love, you know, the fact that all the girls put themselves out there in a really personal way. And, yeah, we've gone from strength to strength over the past, you know, 5 years. And, yeah, it's really exciting to see what the future holds.
Well, you're coming off the World Cup through the middle of the year and you got a couple of friendlies against Chile 2-1 yesterday and you get 20,000 people at Bankwest Stadium in Parramatta. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's incredible. You know, when we first had the games, I think it was against Brazil and we packed out those stadiums and each year we keep breaking records. It's just incredible to see the public and how much Australian fans love football and love women's football. And, yeah, it's really touching.
Lydia, Sam Kerr mentioned after the game that it was a bit like blowing out the cobwebs. You guys hadn't been together since the World Cup?
Yeah, everyone's kind of been doing their own thing for a while and this was our first real get-together since then. So, I mean, we've only really had 4 days of work together before we played the game to go over some new things. So it was actually, you know, a little bit of cobwebs and I think a little bit of new style that we're hoping to adapt into our, I guess, future games.
I mentioned Sam Kerr. What's it like from your position watching her?
Oh, it's incredible.
It's a long way away.
No, but you watch her score a lot.
Yeah, you just let her run and do her own thing. There's angles that she does that are like, I'm like, okay, cool. And then, you know, she scores at the back of the net. It's been amazing watching her play for both club and country, and I'm glad she's on our team.
And what about the fact you're talking about on your team, 20,000 turn up? There's this real emotional attachment to the Matildas. This isn't about a men's team or a women's team. This is an Australian team that people have got right behind. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I think right from, you know, 2015 when we were at that World Cup and made history there, I think ever since then the public's just kind of, I guess, fallen in love with us. And, you know, all of us take risks. All of us are... We put ourselves out there and want to play not only for the sport but for each other in the country. And I think, you know, that's kind of been the main focus and why, I guess, you know, we have so many supporters out there.
Yeah, and you talked to them before about being, you know, taking the game on. Is that part of it, that you play such an entertaining brand of football? Or is that just a byproduct of winning?
I think we're risk takers and all of us have been able to adapt from different styles and over the years, different coaches and players that we've been playing with. And I think, you know, we're very adaptable. We're very personable. And you can see every game that we play, we leave it all out on the field. There's not a, you know, single ounce of energy that's not spent or emotion that's not kept in. And, you know, I don't think anyone can fault our efforts when we play.
So, Lydia, what's our program? We've got the Olympic qualifiers next year. What's our short-term program for you guys?
Well, we have our W League, so everyone will kind of be heading off to that. It actually starts this upcoming weekend, so we'll be doing that and then hopefully maybe get a small camp in before we go to our Olympic qualifiers. But it's quite difficult to get together as a national team during our W League season and if there's no FIFA windows.
Well, that's good business. The W League's going from strength to strength. We want all their good players. Now, Sam's not going to be playing. She's been in the US tournament or the competition for the last little while. How important is it to try and get her back and your best players back playing in the W League so the sport does continue to grow, Lydia?
Yeah, we want to obviously continue to grow the W League, but we also want all of our players playing in the best competition they can to better themselves. You know, Sam's been going back-to-back, I think, for quite a number of years. So now she's decided to go on to a challenge, which is, you know, great for her. It helps our national team. Obviously, we'd love to see her back in Australia, but at the end of the day, we want to win medals for the national team, and whatever we need to do that, I think, that's going to be the next focus.
So, Chile tomorrow again in the second friendly. Will we see many squad changes or we run away with the same 11?
We'll probably see a few, but we're not even sure yet. So, got a training session today, a few meetings as well. So, I think everyone just has to be ready. That's, I guess, the beauty of the team is that, you know, people have to switch on, and it's another test for them to make sure that they're ready, whether they know if they're going to start or not. So, yeah.
And you're one of our more experienced campaigners in the Matildas, I think 77 caps for Australia. That World Cup lost to Norway, how does that sit with you now a few months down the track?
It's still heartbreaking. It is what it is. Football has come a long way, especially in Europe, and you could see just how much investment they put in into the European team. From every, I guess, heartbreak, you learn something, and I think this is only going to spur us a little bit of a chip on our shoulder going into Olympic qualifiers and hopefully onwards to Olympics.
And we'll take it out on Chile tomorrow if you need to, just to get rid of some of it for us. Good luck to you, Lydia. We appreciate your time. With great performance on the weekend in front of a great crowd. I have no doubt they'll support you again tomorrow in Adelaide. Go get them.
Cool. Thank you so much.